You've done 20 years of that.
Bandy, straight back to winning ways. 3-1 win over Prescott.
Yeah, tough game against Neil Prince's side. 1-0 down. Bit of a lucky goal. Tom Pratt went to cross it and ended up in back of the net. But then Rio Amari got two. So looking at the table now, I think four out of the top drew. Salford lost and Darton lost. So we've closed the gap.
So you're closing on those playoff places?
Yep, we got Brighouse on the Saturday away, which we lost to them at home 3-2. And they drew 1-1, I think, today with, I think it's Hugh Mills. So we've got Tuesday off, give the lads a rest, regroup and go on Thursday.
You've lost only one game in 2015, run going back to Boxing Day last year. It was a bit of a surprise. Was it the curse of being Club of the Month?
I think it's one game too many. I think, Pav, I think we could have got it a month before, but Warrington played one more game, but Warrington went and lost the draws and straight after. So it probably is a curse, but it's just recharge the lads' batteries because they want to go on another decent run.
How's Aaron Hevingham doing? Will he be back before the end of the season?
Talking to the physio today, I don't think he will. Ruptured his stomach muscle. He's got to take it 1 week at a time. Knowing as he'll want to be back next week like I would do when I were playing, but he's got to listen to the physio in the hospital, really.
You had a new signing today from Radcliffe Burren. There was a chance of a second new signing, you were telling me yesterday. Did you manage that?
Yeah, they went through just after dinner time, Liam Gibson. He was at Bolton for 5 years. He's been at Macclesfield this season, went out on loan to Witten, gone back to Matt. Obviously, they're flying. He's not really got in, so he's a local lad, lives in Heywood, so we signed him. So
what's his position?
Left back.
Left back. So you're obviously building up for a good end to the season.
Well, we've only got a small squad. Obviously, Ryan Marley left the week before. Aaron's out injured. So we've got about a 19-man squad, and we're going to need them all. Mike Fish is out at the moment. Only got two or three forwards, so but we can push Keogh on a bit further. So we just need cover for every position. If we do get in the playoffs, there's a couple more games, isn't there?
Are you still signed on as a player?
No.
No.
They had the forms when I tried to sign one. I don't need to. Obviously, Ackers and fellow at Ashton, they're both still signed on, but the lads are 20 years younger than me. My days are gone. I still get the enjoyment now on the other side with Lloyd, getting the results on a Saturday.
So, I mean, I've asked you this before, but since Christmas, is there something that's made things so much better? Well, a bit better, you know?
I think the lads are believing in their own ability. Let's say we've lost one game in since the turn of the year. We've only lost two from November the 15th. And that's the Scarborough, 98th minute, and Warrington. We're 2-0 down to 10 men, got it back to 2-1. So, three games in nearly 3 months. You'd take that any day, wouldn't you?
You would. Cheers.